Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the
main
end, it's John Daly.
Join in.
These ladies back in y'all.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, everybody.
Where are you located this morning, John?
We're in Warwick Hills up in Grand Blanc, Michigan, playing a little pro-am for the Ally Championship.
I swear, Raj, every week, John Daly's in a different state, a different city. He's on the go all the time.
He's a hustler.
We usually have you on Tuesday, John, but we want to move you to today because we're here celebrating your hometown and where you have your golf course, where the Boys and Girls Club is. And I know this city means a lot to you, and you could never come back if you wanted to, but you grew up here, and this place has a special part in your heart, right?
Yeah, it always has. You know, it's where I kind of taught myself how to play golf, got to know everybody there, and, you know, it's a town of just people will help anybody out, and no matter what it is, man. It's just a great little town. Darnell is, you know, and it's a safe town, and it's a great place to raise a family, and we don't have everything, but we got enough, and we're all happy what we got.
Yeah, that's well said, John. That's excellent. And of course, you know, we mentioned the Sand Lizards were 14-1 last year and played the state championship in football, and so those things are going well. And you, John, I don't know, we haven't really made this public, but you're getting ready to, you know, put some money. You've been supporting the Boys and Girls Club for many, many years, but you're getting ready to really put some money into a new facility coming up at the end of this month. Or not, maybe the beginning of September or middle of September, you're going to try raising some money for the Boys and Girls Club here in Darnell, right?
Yeah, this year I think I've got Morgan & Morgan's $50,000 coming. It'll put me over almost close to $750,000, almost $800,000 I've raised for them this year. And we got more coming, but, it's a process. And, you know, for so many years I helped support Russellville, London, you know, I'm doing, you know, in Darnell. I wasn't raising the money I needed to raise for the goals that I set. So when I moved it to Nashville, you know, all my celebrities could sleep in their own bed, get up, come and support me. And, you know, it was tough because I was paying for jet fuel and hotels for all these guys. And it was kind of a long way for them to come. And now I'm getting 40 celebrities at my tournament. And the entry fees are $10,000, you know, instead of $1,200. And my goal was to support the Boys and Girls Club, do the best I can, make as much money as I can, because it'll be my 36th year, man. I want to build this building. I want them to be happy and be able to, you know, get a lot more kids. We've got a ton of them right now, but we're going to get a lot more when this facility's built.
Well, yeah, and I've seen the drawings, and we're going to push that out here soon. And I know, Mary, I know you love any time that people are putting money back in the community, especially helping kids, is important.
Oh, absolutely. And John's done a great job throughout the whole tenure of the Boys and Girls Club, but being in Darnell, and we're happy to help him in any way we can.
Yeah, I love it when of course, Colonel Corliss gave back to Russellville, and now, John. So the only thing we want to find out is that how many times have you had to go over to Mark Thone's house and calm him down and tell him to quit partying across the street from your house, John? That's what I want to know.
I tell you, Mark's been awesome. He's a hell of a neighbor. We don't get to see each other a lot, but, you know, the thing, since we're dry, anytime, you know, we've got more alcohol in Darnell than liquor stores do in Blackwell because, you know, it's dry. So I might go over and borrow something from him. He might come over and borrow something from me, but he's been a great neighbor, and, you know, anything I've ever needed or he's ever needed, we've always helped each other. So,
well, I don't have on headset, John, but I'm sure everything you said was the total truth.
You better watch it, Mark.
I will say this, that the guys brought up something, John. You know, the last time I was here, we ate at the Mexican restaurant right down on Front Street here. But the guys were talking, especially Jim Huck. Jim Huffman from Tyson, yeah, is that there's not a chicken place here. And even though chicken is the biggest employer here, how do we not have a chicken place? Is it just because, you know,
I don't understand that. There is literally six chicken restaurants across the river, and if one of them would come over here, there's no competition.
Isn't that something? Well, John, listen, we know you're busy. We just wanted to get you on real quick. I know you're you probably have already started the pro-am. We just want to get you real quick, and it's the 79th Mount Nebo Chicken Fry, and we're just here celebrating Dardanelle and the community here, and you're part of that, even though you're all over the world, and we just wanted to get you on this day today so you could say what you said a few minutes ago about the importance that this town has means to you, at least.
Well, it's chicken fry. It's a great day. I remember playing baseball up on Mount Nebo, me and my brother. I think I played for Piggly Wiggly, and some of our other friends played for Save a Thumb, and we had an undefeated season. J.R. Griffin was our coach, and I went home, and that was the first time I ever made a John Daly.
Oh, that's what it was. Can you imagine being able to play, Roger, on the on mountain
on top of that.
Being a kid to go up to the mountain and play on top of Mount Nebo.
Yeah,
great.
Could have appreciated it then, I bet.
Great memories. All right, John, listen, I know we're working towards raising some money here for the new Boys and Girls Club here in Dardanelle, so we'll talk soon about that. Knock them straight, and don't overdo it in the heat today.
All right. Go Sandlers. Go Hogs. I love y'all.
All right, love you too, Johnny. The one and only John Daly. He's one of a kind, I tell you.
He's one of a kind.
I'm a busy guy.